James Jesus Angleton summed up his career in the CIA in a mid-1980s interview with author Joseph Trento. He stated, "You know how I got to be in charge of counterintelligence? I agreed not to polygraph or require detailed background checks on Wall Street lawyer and spy Alan Dulles and 60 of his closest friends. The real problem," Angleton concluded, "was that, quote, there was no accountability, and without real accountability, everything turned to expletive," end quote. You know, the CIA got tens of thousands of brave people killed. We played with lives as if we owned them. We gave false hope. So misjudged what happened. Fundamentally, the founding fathers of U.S. intelligence were liars. The better you lied and the more you betrayed, the more likely you would be promoted. These people attracted and promoted each other. Outside of their duplicity, the only thing they had in common was a desire for absolute power. Alan Dulles, Richard Helms, Carmel Offey, and Frank Wisner were the Grand Masters. If you were in a room with them, you were in a room full of people that you had to believe would deservedly end up in hell. I guess I will see them there soon. From Joseph Trento's The Secret History of the CIA, 2001. The following statement is by Colonel George Hunter White, overseer of four of the CIA's 149 MKUltra sub-projects, including Midnight Climax, CIA OSS, Office of Strategic Service, FBN, in his final report to Dr. Sidney Gottlieb, head of the CIA's TSS, Technical Services Staff, which oversaw Project MKUltra. "I toiled wholeheartedly in the vineyards because it was fun, fun, fun. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, and cheat, steal, deceive, rape, and pillage with the sanction and blessing of the All-Highest? Pretty good stuff, brudder." And finally, from John Stockwell, the highest CIA operative to ever go public, in a number of his lectures and from a book he wrote, The Praetorian Guard, The U.S. Role in the New World Order, 1999. "It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and to propagandize the American people to hate. So we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms." Coming to grips with these U.S. CIA activities in broad numbers and figuring out how many people have been killed in the jungles of Laos or the hills of Nicaragua is very difficult. But adding them up as best we can, we come up with a minimum figure of 6 million, and this is a minimum figure. Included are 1 million killed in the Korean War, 2 million killed in the Vietnam War, 800,000 killed in Indonesia, 1 million in Cambodia, 20,000 killed in Angola, and 22,000 killed in Nicaragua. These people would not have died if the U.S. tax dollars had not been spent by the CIA to inflame tensions, finance covert political and military activity, and destabilize societies.